Chapter 29. Sabongla was not a rare sight in the Sunalak's Hai Chu, as the ship's officers affectionately called their mess. So he knew the ripple of stunned silence sweeping across the tables behind him had less to do with his presence than that of the person approaching. He did not turn to see who it was. That would have implied curiosity, and he was not curious. The War Master continued to study the basin of Yanskaks before him, his eye fixed on a juicy fellow with an 8-centimeter fence of dorsal spines. The thing seemed to realize it was being watched, and kept its tail poised. But it made no move to bury itself beneath the others, as wise old Yanskaks often did. This one seemed worthy, a true creature of Yunyamka. The voices close behind Sabongla murmured into quiet, and a pair of feet scuffed the floor. He raised an arm, signaling whoever it was to wait, then darted a hand into the basin and grabbed the Yanskak beneath its tail barb. Instead of struggling to escape, the creature reared back, driving its dorsal fence into the War Master's fingers. Two spines struck bone, and another lodged in a knuckle, pumping poison directly into the joint. A cord of white heat shot up Sabong La's arm into his shoulder. The pain was exquisite. With the spine still embedded in his fingers, the War Master stepped to the dressing table and braved the Yanskak's clacking kilopeds to eviscerate it alive, then tossed it onto the brazier, still thrashing, to cook in its scales. The entrails he flung to the floor for the Kostog cleaning scavengers, who began to fight over them stinger and tentacle. Such were the gifts the gods gave to their strong: battle, pain, life, death. Sabongla cleaned his kufi in a vat of venegel and drew the edge across his own palm to sanctify the blade, then turned to see who had come. Yes. To his surprise, he found himself facing not a messenger, but a striking young communications attendant with black honor bars burned across her cheeks. "You may speak, Seif." Seif raised a fist to the opposite shoulder in salute. "News from Talfalio, War Master." Instead of continuing, she cast a nervous glance around at the other officers in the Hai Chu. "I take it the Jedi have shown themselves." The crack of rupturing kilaped told Sabongla that his Yanskak had finished cooking. He snatched his meal out of the flames with his bare hands. No officer in the Hai Chu would dream of using the bone tongs provided for that purpose. Then peeled the tail down, pulling the scaly skin off with it. "How many refugees did they save?"
"All of them, my leader, or nearly so."
Seif's gaze dropped. "The blockade was defeated, as was our fleet."
"Defeated?"
Sabongla grasped the Yanskak by its dorsal spines and took a bite. The flesh was firm and tangy, designed by the shapers to be savory as well as nutritious.
"You're certain?"
Seif drew her kufi and offered the hilt.
"It shames me to bear this news, but the sentinel's view was clear. They attacked with a fleet many times larger than our spies claim they have, and they employed weapons our shapers are still struggling to analyze."
She lowered her gaze, not wishing to offend the great War Master, by looking upon him as she delivered the last line of particularly disgracing news.
"Their star destroyers were even able to capture one of our capital vessels, the Loka."
"Intact?"
"More than not, I fear,"
Seif answered. "Interesting. I want to go see this for myself."
"Memory chelabs are on their way from the Sentinels now, War Master."
"And that won't be necessary."
Sabongla pushed the kufi aside. "We have been awaiting this."
"We have?"
Seif looked more puzzled than relieved.
"The Jedi have finally let their emotions lead them astray."
Though he had been working toward this moment since the fall of Duro, he felt strangely disappointed in his enemies. He had thought them better foes than this, not so easily manipulated. See if you will ask the readers to discover if the gods favor two bold attacks. One to take Borlaos. The other to take Risi.
Risi?
This from a master tactician standing in line behind him. Will you bypass the Bilbringi shipyards? For now. Savang La placed a hand on Sif's back and pushed her gently toward the exit, then tore the kilopads off his yanskak. Splaying them open, he raised his arm high enough for everyone in the high chew to see. The time has come to prepare our pincers, my warriors. He brought the claws together. We are ready for Battle Plan Coruscant.